Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
It's funny that I want to talk about Az Yashir, but there's something on my mind. We'll see if we have time, because we do have to get to the Apache race. But I want to say something. Somebody called me now from Eretz Yisrael and was talking about should they be a dorm counselor or not. And I want to talk for a few minutes that possibility of what I picture and I see as I'm watching here, Michal Maish the Chevra, as I'm watching the whole guys. To really incorporate on our mind in a real way, to do for others, to care about others, and to think about others for real. Marriage, when we talk about marriage, it says about marriage, about a girl, Chayeha Tluyin Alecha, her life depends on you. The possibility of marriage is to really think about another person. Typically on Bachram, do random acts of kindness, but nobody's Meshubad. Once in a blue moon, I'll move myself. Last night I asked the Bachar to wait around the gym, to wait around to play a later game in round robin. He's like, oh no, I have a schedule. And he left. He didn't want to wait around. I say, come on, do a chesed. I'm not knocking the guy. In his mind, like, and by he's a very nice person. Randomly he'll do an act of chesed and randomly he won't. It's like a decision. I was thinking to myself, dorm counselors stayed around till late at night. They take it, their job is to care about the yeshiva, to care about others. They've expanded. They're really thinking about others. And it's their achrayus. I incorporate you. I'm thinking about you too. Oh, it's better for him. The possibility of marriage is I'm really thinking about a spouse, about another. Her life depends on me. And I incorporate the same way somebody takes care of themselves and is attentive to their own needs. The possibility of marriage is to expand, and all of a sudden he's thinking his wife, her activities, her day. He's like busy with his wife. I have seen marriages, two people live under the same roof, and he's like a random act of kindness. Oh, okay, like I'll do it. He's not living her. He's not thinking her stuff. She's not on his mind. He's not. By the way, a husband goes off to work and she's home. A good husband is thinking about her at home. How does her day look like? He's really thinking about it. It's interesting. Many husbands, when their wife gives birth, so the husband like takes over the home for the week. I always like looking. Some husbands are like shocked what that looks like to do laundry a day. Every husband should actually spend time thinking about what that day looks like. Her reality is his reality. He's worried about her. I'm not making an appeal that there are guys here down the road. I hope guys are dorm counselors. The possibility of a dorm counselor is that type of chesed, that he expands. He's really thinking about his guys. I can tell you in my house, Maishi was talking last night, like he wants to make a kishmak for the guys. And I watch him with the people in his dorm. I'm not comparing it to marriage. It doesn't say on your dorm, chayeyem tluyin alecha. But there's such a bechin of expansion that I'm really taking on to try to be there for others and to try to be bigger than myself. Is this good for me? It's good for the guys. And that matters to me. I'm expanded. It's good for the guys, and I want to do what's good for the guys. Just now, Rabbi Levy, I'm not trying to like be cheap about it. I'm not making the biggest. He refed the basketball game. It was out of his comfort zone. Did you ever ref a game before? He did it. It was good for the guys. That's just the word gadlus. The chair is right, but I'm not trying to like get it cheap. It's not the biggest thing. Gadlus is to really expand. It's good for somebody else. I can become bigger. We throw around the term gadol. He's a gadol. A gadol adar means that they really think about the generation. It's crazy. We throw around, he's a gadol. People call people, he's a gadol. No, he's not a gadol. He's a very small. He's brilliant. He might know a lot of Torah. He's a scholar, not a gadol. The translation of a gadol adar, we had tzaddikim who thought about the generation. Real. That's a gadol. A gadol's chesed, but not random acts of kindness. Like, oh, well, okay, I'll do it. there's the possibility of real expansion. Marriage is the possibility that you take that somebody's life, your mamish thinking bigger, you become bigger, you become a bigger person. That's mamish gadlus. We say on a katan, zeh a katan gadol yeh. That's gadlus. Gadlus is midas tov chesed, but not, I don't think it's random chasadim. That's that type of chesed, the person's not larger, it's roles, I take on more. Somebody becomes a family, becomes a husband, becomes a father. Now his children thing, and he really takes it on. He's worried for them, he's thinking about them. This is personality disorders. I don't want to get into personality disorders, but I have seen, like a mother, a father, in borderline, you could watch even the way they take care of children is all about self. It's not expansion. It's random acts of chesed. Even here, but a father who's a father, a mother who's a mother, it's about the child. They're very worried. They've expanded. They're just bigger people. It's like the craziest thing. They're bigger than themselves. They become larger and bigger people. There's more to them, more things on their mind. And they're literally thinking about the team. When I was a youngster, Maishi, I've told Maishi this. I used to ask my parents when I was a youngster and they would take us on a Chol HaMoed trip. I noticed my mother doesn't like amusement parks. My mother's grandparents were murdered by the Nazis. Her aunt and uncles murdered by the Nazis. Amusement parks remind my grandmother. I have it in my bones. I have somewhat of an allergy to amusement park. It comes from my mother and my grandmother. To my grandmother, reminded her of Geyishness and German culture. She despised amusement parks. Somehow that brought her to Geyim. That was a trauma for her. My mother doesn't like amusement parks. She doesn't go on any rides. It's not her place. So we would go to amusement parks. I'd ask my mother, "Are you liking this?" Now, I didn't know this. I'm 50 now. Now I know about the trauma. I've only learned this older in my life. When I was a kid, I just sensed. It's not my mother's fun zone. I would ask my mother, and she would say to me a line that rung true. "When you guys are happy, I'm happy." That's what my mother would say. Now, I punk do not love amusement parks. I probably have this trauma that carries on. But I push her. I go also, and I enjoy. And I'm pushing myself to enjoy in my own way. But my mother used to say, "If you guys are enjoying, I'm enjoying." And it was true. And it was true. We enjoyed. It was geschmack for her. My siblings loved the music park, many of them. That was geschmack. It used to tickle me. What does that even mean? I'm a kid. I used to ask, do I have anybody, if they enjoy, I enjoy? It's so big, the chevra's enjoying. If the dorm councils are excited and color, the olim's enjoying. It's a mechaya. Guys, that you could be big. A person really can incorporate more. I think the experience of a dorm counselor has the possibility. I'm not saying everybody does that. It's the possibility of expansion. I actually think it's a very good achana for marriage, where you really get bigger. It's good for the chevra. It's good for us. Now, I'm not saying it's the full extent. In marriage, a guy has the possibility to really be a husband and to think more than himself. He certainly has to think himself too, because he has to be present for others, but he's really thinking his family and thinking bigger. The possibility of largeness is so cool. Godless is to be exactly like Hashem. I could tie it into Parshas B'Shalach. I'm not looking to force, but we said Anivahu. To be godly, to be Hashem. The Nekud of Hashem is He's about us. Midas Tovcha. He's about us. He cares about us. He thinks about us. That's the godliness of a person can be bigger than themselves. They can expand. Avram Avinu thought the whole world. Avram Avinu davens for Sodom. It's so interesting. Sodom is the opposite of him. See, it's easy to daven for who you relate to. Sodom's not. Avram Avinu had like an achrayas. The Rabbi Yerucham calls it an expansion of his ani. His ani expanded. Some people's ani is tiny, just themselves, like utter selfishness. The expansion of your ani, it's better for the chevra. Be bigger, be larger, incorporate more. Kshani la'atzmi, when my ani is only for myself, ma'ani, what is my ani already? My ani is so tiny. My ani is so tiny. Avraham Avinu had a very expansive ani. It incorporated more. It's a beautiful thing of marriage. I don't want one guy here to be a married bacher. I don't want you to be a guy who's selfish. No, you mamish get bigger. Mamish incorporate a wife. You're thanking her. By the way, her daily schedule's on your mind. I hope she's doing well at what she does. You might call in a little bit. You might think about her. You actually be curious. I'm not saying a guy always. I've asked my wife, can I come to her job? And she says, no, it wouldn't be a good zach. I want to spend the day. I want to spend the day there. I want to see what goes on. Kids come in for speech therapy. You're there. I'm in two places. I'm right here. I'm also doing speech therapy right now. You could really expand if you're married and you expand and you're thinking more. You're thinking a team. I once told the Chevra that one day, Aviad, one day, you're going to go to a place. I want this to happen. I always spoke about it and then it happened. It's funny. Aviad, I want one day you go somewhere and there's a crazy good mattress and a junkie mattress. Who's going to get the cool mattress? Your wife. I want to explain why. Is it because you're such a meiser nefesh? No sheiches. It's a pride. You take care of her. No wife of mine is sleeping on junk. It's a pride. She's in your kircha. Yeah, it's lino lach. Avada, your wife gets it. Avada. But not because like you're... I've thought about this in the Torah. If a master has one good mattress... If a master has one good mattress, only one and one bad one, you know he has to give it to his Eved. Now that bothers me. What type of world is Hashem creating? He's an Eved, though. Now if you take it, not your Eved, your Oiver Imach. If nobody takes it, the Yerushalmi says, that's Midas Taim. So Bal Karchach, the Eved has to get it. So it's a technicality. You know what I'm saying? The rule is whatever you have, your Eved has to have. If you have a temperpeutic mattress, your Eved has, they have to be with you. That's a pasuk. Imcha, with you, equal. If you have fancy food, he gets fancy food. Now let's say you have only one fancy mattress. If you take it, not him, you broke a pasuk. If nobody takes it, then it's Midas Taim. It's Midas Taim to ever say, if I can't have it, at least you won't get it. Nobody's getting it. So Bal Karchach, you got to give it to the Eved. Now what's Hashem doing here? Type of weird world. It bothers me. What does Hashem make a world? It's a backwards world. The Eved is my Eved, though. I don't think it's a backwards world. Hashem doesn't make a backwards, Michal. I think it makes sense that my Eved, if I was an Adon, I'd want my Eved. No charge of mine is sleeping on junk. There's a pride to that. My Eved's going to be treated. He's not my Eved. He's in good hands. He's in good hands. I have a sense when a bacher comes to yeshiva and he's not happy, my pride wants him to be happy. A guy came to us, shouldn't be well taken care of. There's a pride. It's under our achrayas, he shouldn't be well cared for, Aviad. You hear why you're going to give it to her one day? It's funny, it almost never happens, Chevro. When do you ever have a matzah? One good match, one bad. I was so happy, Morty. We went to Pennsylvania during COVID, and we got a Fort Log and Twig, and we come to this apartment, this like, it was not exactly like a fancy apartment. We had this bunkhouse, and there was one good mattress and one piece of junk. I was like very, I shouldn't call junk, but I'm only contrasting the two. I was so happy. I'd used the mushel for like 10 years, and it happened once, like a taka. Well, one day, Aviad, I want you to remember this. Maybe in 15 years, once you'll go somewhere, there'll be one good one and one bad. Why is your wife going to get it? Wife of mine is going to be well. A wife bets her life on you. Nobody chooses you. A wife bets her. Somebody bet your life is not going to be in good hands. A basic bride. You're going to take care of her. You're going to be good. But mamish, you have to be expansive. You have to be expansive. Now, Avada have to think about ourselves, but we think about others. I think I'm watching Kulwar. I'm watching the dorm counselors. I'm watching people care for others. Be bigger. Be bigger for the next person. I'm watching Yiri. I'm saying it, Bemis. I watched the whole year, Yiri. The way you carry Aryeh Kohn, the Chevra, it's real. It's appreciated. It's so cool to be big. It's cool to think big. When I saw the Bacher last night that he couldn't do it, I felt badly for him, not for others. I felt I wish he could expand. I want him to be bigger. To be a bigger person, think about his Chevra. Now, you could do random acts of Chesed, it's true. Could a person put on his mind, I'm part of something bigger than me? That's a big zach. I think Hashem designed us to want to be bigger. I suspect, I don't know this is a fact. I follow sports too much and I can't stand, who cares, a waste of time. And it's also, often it just helps me, it's like a distraction. It just pushes you away from the emotions and the stuff you need. But I do think, I wonder that, what's this, the whole world follows sports. I wonder that there's a part of us that wants to be bigger than ourselves. Following a team is like, you think I'm just me? I'm part of Eagles Nation. They even call it that. Like Giant Nation, they call it like that. Sports, you know what I'm talking about? And fans, they call what teams they call, what? Chief Kingdom, they call it that. You think I'm just me? I'm part of a big Zach, and they're right. I think our want Bill's Mafia. I think, if it sounds very, I'm not trying to sell it. I actually think when people do things, don't mock. I think there's a truth we're bigger. You think it's just me? I'm part of something bigger. When you learn Tanya and you see our people, how connected we are, you get a sense we're much bigger than an individual. I'm part of a Gansazach. I'm much bigger. And I think our want for that is because it's true. You take some guys, and it's just him. I'm a Bills fan. I'm like, there's a lot that stands. There's a world I'm like connected to and part of. There's a truth to it. It's not all a joke. And our want for that is because there's a truth for that, that we're part of bigger things. We're Shaykh. Avraham Avinu was part of the Gansevelt. The whole world mattered to him. And he had a connection to the Gansevelt. We're Shaykh to that. That's the marriage is the place that somebody in the deepest way you expand. You're bigger. You're a bigger person. You see, I think of this by Ataris Nedarim. So there's a very yeshivish zach. I love doing it. It's first of all because yeshivish. I like being yeshivish. So you show up to Ataris Nedarim. You say I'm being matan neder for me and my wife. But I like it also. You think I'm just here. I'm coming with a family. You're not the nether for your daughter. It's a schmack. You have to find out what you're allowed to do. I'm coming bigger. I'm coming bigger. And it's that's godless. Godless is to incorporate more. The dorm cats are coming. It's my dorm. Expand a little bit. But think that way. But think that way. Think about a chevra. Be there and do things for a chevra. That's the possibility. So I wanted to express, I'm appreciating a lot the last 24 hours, people running, coming, doing. Besides, that guys enjoy. Of course they're doing. I'm not saying it's all altruistic, but I like that we're able to be expansive and be there for others and do for others. I liked watching your ref today. It meant a lot. It's a big zach. Somebody forget the chevra needs it. I like this. To me, the whole color board, like a thing like that, all the events are to produce that as like a big zach. A Rebbe went. It's not just easy to take a whistle. He did have a cool whistle, that thing. Yeah. Okay, so that's what we said. We do have to run. There's Apache. I can't darshan longer. What time is it, Mishnah? We got to run.
We have 5 minutes.
Okay, so we do have 5 minutes. Yeah. I wanna say, I'm looking at Nachum, the whole chevra. Always there, it's big.
No.
Yeah. It's true. Ezra, I appreciate.
How'd you get?
There's such mention. Aviad, the whole chever, every guy in that game was so cool. I asked the chever together. Rav Levi's first game, Rav, he did an amazing job and expanded because the Olam needed it. And the Chevra was such midas, each one trying to help with the calls, to be honest, to work together. I like when things are like that. I like when things are like that a lot. Impressive. Very, very impressive. Let's run to an Apache. Thank you very much, Rafi. Let's go. You want to know what an Apache is? What was the word yesterday?
Visceral. You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.